Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and I've got Greg Carell joining us tonight. There you are, Greg. I mean, you know, technology is just amazing. So, yeah, that's perfect. So how are you, Greg?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You're great.
Okay. I'm doing pretty good. Running around a lot this week.
Okay.
Running to the election, voting, and so on and so forth.
Right. And my guess is that the reason that you decided to come here tonight is because when you found out that you're killing mine now. So, yeah, that's all right. No, but I need my, okay, but up more. There. Yeah. So, anyway, you're already causing problems, Greg. That's all right. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm assuming that you came in because you knew that, you know, Donald's stock was going to drop $10 today, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah. I was watching it. It was down more than $10 earlier.
Well, yeah, oh, great. So, okay, so I got Sophia. That's excellent. Okay, so let's get Sophia in here. And hang on a second. We're getting there. Sophia Maguire, one of the great names of all time.
Can you hear me?
I do. We need to see you, though.
Here, let me see if it'll work.
Okay. So, at any rate, as we're waiting for Sophia to, you know, hook up her camera. And by the way, any of the other students there? No? Was that last?
Yeah, not yet.
No? Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah, just keep going until she gets her
camera. Yeah, no problem. So, anyway, yeah, Greg, so, yeah, down $10. It looks like poor Donald has not solved all of his problems yet, has he?
Not yet.
Yeah, well.
Still got a couple of court dates and so forth.
No, that's not going to be a problem. They're already taking care of that. First of all, the Department of Justice is going to take away the federal cases. And when I say take them away, let's put it this way. It's going to give Donald 4 years to think about what it's going to be like going to Rikers. You know, because, you know, the Comey came up with the great idea of planting a trailer up at Rikers. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to all that. But that's 4 years down the line, and who knows? I mean, by that time, he may have to do a Nixon and you know, I'm not a crook and I quit, you know, that kind of thing.
Could be in the nursing home.
It could be in a nursing home. That's true, too. I'm glad you pointed that out. And really, you better be careful what you're saying here, because without DRC online at the moment, you know, we sort of have a free situation, but I wouldn't want to be you if you mess up. So,
yeah, I'm married to it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Okay. So, are we anywhere with Sophia yet? Or? Okay, so Sophia's come. There we go. Okay, so Sophia, you know, I've got Greg here. He's a faithful listener and viewer of the show who happened to be down in the area, and so he agreed to come in and just show his face, which we did. But the big deal is you, Sophia, and you know, as I said, you know, one of the great names of all time, Sophia Maguire. No, really, I can see that. Can't you see, like, President Maguire? Doesn't that? Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, it does. Maybe one day.
Yeah. So the reason you're here, first of all, you're from Cardinal Ritter College Prep, and you are one of our great students there, and you participated in a debate this last few days ago, and you were the winner, which not really surprising. You've got lots of experience, and you know, you were maybe an inch away from winning the last time, and so this time, you know, you won. You participated as if you were a presidential candidate, right? Have I frozen you there?
She looks frozen.
Yeah.
Now I can hear you bet on the headsets.
Hang on. Have I got you there, Sophia? No.
We got Courtney S.
Okay, well, let's get Courtney on here. And hopefully we'll get Sophia back in a minute. So, Courtney. You there, Courtney? Yeah.
Greg walks in and everything goes.
Well, you know, it's all based on, you know, internet capabilities. And if the internet isn't working, then, you know, that it leads to problems. So we'll get back there for a second. But in addition to the fact that Donald's losing every penny he's got, he's down to only $3 billion left. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he's got $3 billion, and he owes $2 billion. So, you know, when I went to school, that left one. But hang on. We've got Sophia, and Courtney is an inch away. There's Courtney. So, Courtney.
Yes?
You sound like you're in a truck factory, but that's okay. Where are you? Yeah, sounds terrible.
I cannot do this podcast.
Yeah, where are you, Courtney? Okay, that's...
Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha. I mean, the background noise is silly, but that's all right. Can we get your face on here? We're close. We're very close. Okay. Well, okay. So we're not doing too well there. Now we lost. Oh my. Okay, so Courtney, can you get us a picture? Oh, there we go. So now we got Sophia. There we are, and we're looking for Courtney. But anyway, so Sophia, you were the winner. And what I'm wondering is, were you nervous? Were you under pressure? I mean, how did it feel?
So I really, under pressure, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
My
fine.
Connection is going.
Yeah, okay, you sound great.
I didn't feel that nervous. I think probably because this is the third school debate that I've done now, so it was pretty natural. We usually don't have like insanely huge crowds or anything like that. So I think it all came really naturally. I was really actually excited, like even being there. I was really just excited just because I love the debate.
No, that's great. No, and I know why you love it, because you're really good at it.
Really, the win. Everybody did it.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah. Our connection is really struggling. Let me ask you this: what was the number one issue that you felt was most important? Are you hearing me?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you, like, cut in and out.
What's the top issue that you thought was most important in that debate?
Did you say the topic that I thought was most important?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost her.
All gone bye-bye. Okay. You know, things happen.
Technology.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so talk to me about it. Most important issue. Are you there?
Here.
Oh, there we are.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can go figure this out because I don't know why it keeps messing up.
Okay. So are you going to, are you well connected to your Wi-Fi and all?
Yeah, I'm going to go like try and unplug it and stuff and
okay.
see if I can get
okay.
it to
Okay, and we'll look
work,
for you.
I don't know why it's coming out.
No, that's great. We'll look for you. Thank you, Sophia. Okay. So, as we were saying, Donald's getting killed. Now, he is going to be off the hook with regard to the federal cases for the moment. And the reason I say at the moment is because what they're looking at is some kind of a stay for 4 years that would allow them to come back and go back after him following his time in the presidency. Now, I realize he thinks that he can stay there, you know, forever because he's going to terminate the Constitution, you know, and all that. But there is this thought that, you know, they put these cases on hold and then they come back to it. And in the meantime, it turns out, and I didn't know this, but Judge Mershon has the complete authority to put the sentencing on hold. And so they can go through 4 years, and then after the 4 years, then Mershon can sentence him for his felonies. So poor Donald, none of this is going away. It's just temporary. He's got a little break.
I wonder if he could serve it while he's in the White House.
No, no, no. None of that. None of that.
A little ankle bracelet?
None of
that. Can't leave the building?
None of that. No. No, he's gotten out of that for 4 years. He's okay for that. And furthermore, he ran into another little bit of a brick wall today. And I guarantee you, these things are going to come up all the time. Did you see what happened with Chairman Powell?
No, actually, I've been out on the road driving today, so I didn't see much today.
Okay, so Chairman Powell over at the Fed lowered interest rates another 0.25%, so everybody expected that.
I thought that was going to be in December.
No, did it today. But the interesting part of that is that he came out with a statement following the interest rate announcement. And his statement was that if Donald asks him to resign, he will refuse.
Haven't got that yet.
Yeah. Well, you'll see that tonight. Now, I can only tell you, people are going to stand up to him all over the place. And it's going to really get him angry because, you know, he likes to do things. You know, he thinks he was elected king. And he's about to find out that the administrative state and the institutions of our government, they're not going to just lay down and say, come on in. They're not going to do that. They're going to fight back all the way through the 4 years, assuming he makes 4 years, because I have no conviction that this guy is going to make it 4 years. In fact, my guess is that again, because of his ridiculous smug attitude, you know, he just thinks he's got it made. And I think because of that, you know, you can look at the Richard Nixon possibilities here. You know, 2 years down the line, you know, he could be, you know, like I said before, I'm not a crook, and then see you later. Goodbye. But we'll
anything,
see.
Anything's possible, or he could be the best president ever.
Well, Greg, that's the one thing that is absolutely impossible. Now, that one we know can't happen. In fact, let's put it this way. He's already, according to the 158 scholars that evaluate these presidencies year in and year out, he's already considered number 46 out of all presidents, the worst. So, you know, I wouldn't look for him to move too far up.
Now, is that 46 on his second term or his first term?
First term.
So he only has to go up from there?
No, he can go to 47.
I was being smart.
That's all right. That's all right. No, I foresee number 47. That looks like it's coming. I hear all these beeps. They're having issues. Okay. Well, we're trying. That's all right. You know, I don't mind a little technical difficulty. That's all right. You know, the first thing that he's going to be facing, Greg, and you tell me what you think, he's going to be facing this attempt to deport 10 million people and to put them in concentration camps like Adolf Hitler. So how do you think that's going to go?
Well, honestly, there's a lot to do with it, different things to do, but I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I don't think it's going to happen in a year, but there's not going to be a concentration camp. It's not going to be Nazi and Hitler and everything else. You know, we don't know what Kamala was going to do.
Kamala. Yeah.
You know, we don't know what she was going to do.
Well, I think
we don't know what Trump's going to do.
No, we know pretty much what Kamala was going to do. She outlined it very specifically.
Open the borders and let them all in.
Well, you know, she didn't say that, although I would, you know, and that's one of my criticisms of her. You know, she could have done a Ronald Reagan. She could have played Ronald Reagan's farewell address to everybody. And she could have said, look, I'm 100% with Ronald Reagan. And I think this country would be a lot better with all these great people. And I know she'd be rejected. So that's why she didn't do it. But it's the right thing to do. I mean.
Well, you think they would let them go through without vetting them, you know, the process and not the putting the kids in the cages and all that other stuff. I'm talking about legitimately going through would be a lot easier and a lot better for this country.
Well, who's against that?
Sounds like you are if they're just let them cross the border.
Yeah, just let them across the border with proper vetting.
And then with our usual banter, Mark, you know, that's like me saying, can I go to your neighborhood and move in over there and in your front lawn? It's property. Come on over.
Well, it's not free property, but you can come and hang out on my front lawn until the cops get there and remove you.
Right. Same goes with the border.
No. These people, they get a special pass. No, look, here's the thing. I don't know why we've had this discussion for so long, and I'm talking about the country. Who said don't vet them? Of course, vet them. Vet everybody. I mean, we're vetted. I mean, everybody knows where I am, what I'm doing, you know, driver's licenses, passports.
We had to show them to vote.
Hey, everything. So I'm saying, of course, we should do the same thing. Oh, here is Courtney. I love it. Okay, Courtney. So you are another one of our great students from Cardinal Ritter, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't be shy. First of all, I know you're not shy. I mean, you're a talker. So tell us, how was that debate you participated in? How'd you feel about it?
I liked the presidential debate I had to do. It was fun. The topics felt really real, like these are plans that we can actually implement. Definitely, like, I took a lot of inspiration from Kamala. It was fun.
Yeah. So what was your number one issue that you wanted to hammer on?
Probably immigration and the critical race theory.
Okay, so let's go to immigration and talk to me. What do you think we should do about it?
I say stop sending. We don't need to keep wasting money sending troops down there.
So what do we do about the people trying to come in?
Help them. Let them in.
Okay. So Kaysen says let them in, too. And what's the Kaysen theory? Do you know?
No.
Oh, because we've talked about it in class. So you better be listening in class next time. Anyway, here's...
Wait.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
You said you wanted to let them in as well.
That's correct. Wait. And what do I want to do with them when they get across? And by the way, hi, Justin. How are you?
Hello. Well, great.
Okay.
Coordinate, should we do have a bridge or a road just cut through and just say, come on in? Or you think they should go in and check in, like, you know, DMVs and all these other things, run the process, sign their names, get IDs, so on and so forth, fingerprinted and everything?
I think they should go through a process.
Yeah. Process them.
Not a very, like, strict one that's going to limit them from being
able
to come to the
system. Process them. So what I've said now, Courtney, and Justin, you can come in on this too. Justin's another student from Cardinal Ritter who participated in our big debate. And here's the idea, Courtney. How about if we send 1 million high school graduates down to the border between high school and college and let them go down there and work with the immigrants, help them to fill out forms, help them to find out how to access food in the United States, help them figure out what to do with putting their kids in school. How would that go? Do you think the high school graduates could handle this?
No.
What?
Maybe like some of them, but it would have to be like very like trusted ones.
You mean like you?
Yeah.
You're trusted.
I mean, like, would you trust every single Ritter kid to deal with immigration after they graduate?
Well, it's funny that you say that because you know what? I have tremendous confidence in you all, and I believe I would trust them. I think that young people put in that situation would go down there with the attitude that they've got responsibility, and I think they would live up to it. And I think they would do a very fine job. Honestly, I do. Justin, what do you think about all this?
So actually, Mr. K.
Go ahead. Wait. Go ahead, Courtney. What do you have?
I'm
on the border trip with Miss Noble.
Oh, you're on that now. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were down there. So tell me this, because you're down at the border. What'd you see down
not
there?
Like, I'm still on the bus.
You're on the bus.
We're not there yet.
Okay. Oh, you haven't seen it yet. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you know, maybe in the next day or two, I might be able to get you on here. Or are you going to be back on Monday?
I'm going to be back on Monday.
Okay. Well, that's good. So we'll talk to you then. You know, I'm very interested in what you find down there, and I think you're going to find that young people could go down there and make a big difference, like the Peace Corps. Justin, what do you think?
I feel like that would be a great idea to send high school graduates out there to the border to, you know, help and assist immigrants, people who are trying to immigrate to the U.S. I feel like it would be great. A great opportunity for those students to gain community service hours.
Yep.
Not only that, but for them to get an insight of what immigrants have to go through, and for them to actually just feel good about having to be able, you know, getting the opportunity to do a good deed.
No, I think so. And I think it would be right up the alley of people at Cardinal Ritter. I mean, they would fit into this perfectly.
Hey, Mark, I got a controversial question.
Yeah.
Is this just for the Latin countries, the Mexicans, the people like that? Or are we talking about the people from Africa coming through?
Everybody, let them all in. I'm with Ronald Reagan on this one. And I don't agree with Ronald Reagan on anything.
Well, I don't think Ronald Reagan didn't mean just come on through.
I watched him today, and he meant come on through.
Without any checks and balances.
No one ever said that. No one even remotely suggested it.
Well, you
and
know,
by
it's
the
implied.
Way, it, no, not at all.
My grandmother had to go through that.
Mine
My
did
son.
Too. Mine did too. I understand. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. So we've got a couple of great Cardinal Ritter College Prep students on here. So if you can hang with us for a minute, and then we'll talk, you know, about some of our things. But
no problem.
Courtney. So are you like super excited about getting down to the border?
Can you repeat that?
Are you super excited about getting down to the border?
Am I excited?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah. I sure would be. No, that's an exciting trip. And
I mean, I paid 100 for it. So.
No, I get it. And you've got Miss Nova down there with you, who is fantastic. Is she within an area where I could get her on the screen for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, see, let's get Miss Nova on here for a second.
Okay, I'm gonna hand her the phone.
Uh-oh.
It's Nova. Hey, Mr. Kaysen.
Hey, Nova, I am so jealous of you. You're down there at the border or heading to the border. I mean, what a fabulous opportunity, and especially down there with the kids. And, you know,
yes, sir.
The thing that I'd like you to process as well, you know, while you're down there, and then, you know, we can talk about it, you know, on the way back, and plus, you know, I'm going to see you up in Jeff City here in a couple of days anyway. And you could, you know, come on the screen then. But here's my question. Would you have confidence in Cardinal Ritter graduates going down to the border, along with graduates of high school all over the country, you know, a million of them, and have them help the people come across the border and start to learn about how to fit into the United States? What do you think?
Can't do that.
I think it would be a great opportunity for any student to attend this trip. It's an opportunity to, of course, for them to gain more cultural sensitivity, for them to learn about the human condition that exists at the border, how the process works when someone is trying to migrate to the United States. These children, once we get there, are going to have the opportunity to speak to Border Patrol representatives. They are going to meet a few people that are currently migrating. We're going to go to a shelter. We are going to fellowship with Mexican citizens at the Rio Grande. We're going to have a mass on Saturday. It's just a very enriching experience. This is my third year I'm taking students on this trip, and it's amazing. It just gets better and better every year.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to getting a full report back on that. And, you know, we just spoke with Courtney and, you know, I've got Jostin over here who was in the debate, the presidential debate over at Cardinal Ritter. And he's all in favor of us sending high school kids down there sort of, you know, Peace Corps style and have them, you know, get service hours helping, you know, the people come across the border and learn how to be an American.
Yep, I agree.
Hey, Mark, I have a question for Miss Nova.
Sure.
What do you think is the most improved thing in the last, 3 years that you've been going down there? What could be improved? What has improved?
Well, I would say last year when I attended, it was a little different because they basically had to. We were going to a church. it wasn't really a church. It's like a gym. And we had dinner there. We were able to sit down with sisters from several parishes to talk about their work over the years with the refugee population and how they felt about it. And then when we went back last year, they were using that same space to house people migrating over. So what I found interesting was just the influx of people and the lack of space to accommodate them. You know, I do remember what stands out for me. I do remember the first year, the priest at the shelter asking if we knew of any cities that they could be bused to because they were just running out of space. So that's something that stood out definitely. But I mean, every year has just been a really positive experience. We actually get to go behind the wall and just see that whole space. So it's a very humbling experience. You know, you see clothing, you know, it just makes you wonder, did that person make it through? And it is just a wonderful thing. It's a very humbling experience. I've loved the experience I've had every time I've gone, and that's why I'm going the third time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited to hear about it, and all I can say is I'll see you in Jeff City. You know,
yes.
World Traveler Nova. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Kaysen. Thank you, everybody.
You bet.
Thank you, Ms. Nova.
Okay, so, Justin, let me get a last comment from you. Okay, good. I'm glad I've got Courtney here still. Okay, so, Justin, were you nervous at the debate? I'm wondering.
Okay, I was. I was very nervous.
Okay.
Especially towards the start of it. But towards the end, I kind of like flowed into it, and it kind of, the nervousness kind of died down.
Found your groove?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a freshman. So, I mean, you're young at this. I mean, by the time you get up to a senior, you're going to be ripping through these debates like nothing. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, in the fourth year of his senior year is going to be the next election.
Yeah. Well, we might have to replace Donald after 2 years when he does this. I'm not a crook. And then goodbye.
Well, it's J.D. Vance in backup.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. He's another crook, too. So, you know. Okay. Up there. Hey, there we go. Courtney. So, Courtney, you're a great student in school. Talk to me for a second about just how much you love school, because I get the sense that you do. Tell me.
You got her blushing.
That's all right.
I mean, I like certain classes. Not every class like excites me, but for sure the classes, like, I love math and history. Those are definitely my favorite subjects.
Okay. So are you going to be coming? Are you going to be coming with us up to Jefferson City?
I'm going to Jefferson City this year. Yes.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. No, that's great. So, you know, we'll have a chance in Jefferson City to get on the air and do some of this as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, I can't wait to hear what happens down at the border, Courtney, and you all be very safe. And I will see you next week at school on the way to Jeff City. Okay?
Oh, so if you want to get more, Sophia went on this trip last year, so.
Oh, absolutely.
If she pops back in, you can always, yeah.
Yes, she had an internet problem, but that's all right. Okay, so we're going to let you go right now, and we'll let you go too, Justin. And you're going to Jeff City too, right, Justin?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's very good. Lots going on in Jeff City. Great students, fabulous kids. Really love you. Okay, so here we are.
Mark, I do have to say something.
Yes.
Your students are awesome.
They
are. Over the six, 8 months that I've been watching you and everything,
right.
Your students are awesome.
They're good.
They're very articulated. They speak their mind, and you tell them and give them the freedom to speak and think for themselves, too.
Hey, it's just school, you know?
Well, it's more than just school nowadays.
Well, you know, that's another problem. It's another story.
Another day.
Yeah, because the honest truth is, is that using my radical left theories, I can tell you the kids just do great in school. They love it, and they're ready to come out and talk about everything. They don't all agree with me, that's for sure. But what they do is learn how to speak up and back up their ideas with evidence.
And show respect. I've noticed that, too. They show a lot of respect for their comments and the people they're talking to and with.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. They're just kids.
Matthew really impressed me.
Yeah. Well, and when I say they're just kids, what I'm saying is that kids, if treated properly, using things like diversity, equity, and inclusion, then you can help them. You can inspire them to be truly great. What do you think about that, Amy?
Well, all children are sponges. You give them enough information, expose them to enough, they're going to soak it up. Sure. It's all about making sure that you give them options, making sure that they understand that what you're teaching is not your opinion, but factual, and then letting them build their own opinions, their own ideas, their own everything. They have, I was just talking to my husband about this not too long ago, about how as we raise our children, we raise them to enjoy the things that we enjoy, because that's what we know, right? So like, you have a child, maybe you played baseball in high school, you're more willing to put your child in baseball as opposed to soccer or football, because that's what you know, right? And so unfortunately, you have kids growing up, it's just the way it is. We learn from our parents, we take on their ideas, their opinions, their lifestyle. And for me, it's important that you offer all options. You know, maybe you believe in God, and so you take your children to church, but you want to take them, you want them to see all the different types of religions so that they can build their own opinion on what makes sense to them. And a lot of parents don't do that. They don't want their children to be individuals and have their own individuality and ideas. And maybe not intentionally, but sometimes parents and teachers and people of authority forget that they're their own human beings. Even though they're children, they are inexperienced. They are in a lot of cases uneducated in a lot of things. So yeah, we kind of have to mold them, assist them in their journeys. But ultimately, yeah, they have to build their own opinions. And we have to understand as parents and leaders that we have to be careful what we fill their heads with.
Well, so let me ask you this. Do you have any personal opinions on where Donald's parents went wrong?
I don't think that they went wrong. I think that they were successful. I think that, he has a lot of respect for his father. His father did a lot in the real estate industry. You win some, you lose some. And I hear a lot of people talking about how, oh, he did bankruptcies, he lost this business. That's business. You know that. Sometimes they don't work. We use bankruptcy as a tool. It's not necessarily
519 businesses and had 7 bankruptcies.
Yeah. So, everybody wants to get hung up on these bankruptcies, but you know as well as I do, sometimes you have to do that to win in the end. You know, some things just don't work out.
Yeah, well, he is, at the moment, $2 billion in debt and growing rapidly, according to the Wall Street Journal.
It wouldn't be anything to do with the fact that all of these bogus charges were against him and he had to hire
I doubt that.
Attorneys and pay fines and he's had to pay for lot of his own.
I wouldn't worry.
I'm sorry.
No, I said I wouldn't worry about that. He doesn't pay his bills, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, a lot of
only piano tuners.
Yeah. Yet he doesn't. Yet he works for free. So
yeah, he's not getting paid.
Yes, he's getting paid. He's getting paid. Don't say that.
I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, no. But Donald takes his money and has all along. That was a story. He gets paid.
I'd love to be as broke as him.
No, yeah, well, I don't think you would. He's got a negative net worth, in my opinion. He's got his stock is down to 26 again. It was up to 47 yesterday when they were all excited about the election, and now it's dropped down to 26 on its way to zero, which is what I've said all along. And I mean, that thing was down almost 30% today. You know, so he's got problems.
It's
Mark, you also said all along that he would be lucky to get 4 or 5% of the black vote, and he got 20%, which is what I told you he'd get.
No, he got 12%.
He got 20%.
Well, I'll tell you what. I purposely did this so
and
you
50%
so you
of
hang on. I did this so you wouldn't be able to say this to me. Hang on. Let me pull it up for you because I want you to see it. Okay. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth line down, it was redone today. It was yesterday they were saying 12. Today they're saying 13. Are you able to see this screen?
It's kind of blurry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the fourth line down says 13%, and that's what Donald got. And actually, last year he had 12%, and this year they're saying now. Yesterday they said 12. Today they're saying 13. So
six hours ago they still saying 20%.
Nah, you're looking at that fake Fox stuff.
Do you trust Forbes, Mark?
No, I'm not on Fox.
Yeah.
Do you trust Forbes, Mark?
I would go along with Forbes. But
yeah, they said 20%.
No, well, they're just
Al Jazeera said 20%.
Well, no, well, Al Jazeera is extremely responsible, very good. I definitely trust them, but they don't. They're just getting that information. They're all getting it from AP, and that's a problem. Not that AP is bad, but they just got bad numbers.
Well, let's say it's 13%.
This is NBC, 13%. It's the same as that they got in 2020.
That's triple what you said he would get, though.
No, I said 5 to 10.
Okay. I remember 5.
I said 5 to 10. And 10 to 15. And by the way, let me say this. I'm not responsible for how limited.
Hyundai Sonata versus Honda Accord.
Okay.
Look what Sonata has.
I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. That was, yeah.
A hint at commercial time?
No. No, that's all right. They're just messing with me. But anyway, listen, here's the thing. I'm not responsible for how poor the American people are at making judgments about things. So
the majority spoke, Mark. So
no,
well,
I say that the man is the president. Don't get me wrong, but it doesn't mean he's not a criminal. He's a rapist. Yeah, exactly. You know, Michael's on here saying that the Latino vote was way up, but I never said anything. That's no problem. The black vote was way down, and the women, the black women don't even want to go near this man. He's a rapist. He's an adjudicated rapist, okay? He's not just a regular. He's not just Mark says he's a rapist.
That's why 6 million more people voted for him.
Well, listen. In Germany, they voted for Hitler. What are you talking about? Of course, you can get people to vote for Hitler. You can, but USA Today, they're getting that off of AP. Forget it. AP is wrong. NBC has the right numbers off of the exit polls, and I'm telling you, it's 12 to 13%.
Is that your opinion? Or?
No, that I trust NBC. I give you the source.
Hey, Mark.
And I appreciate that you trust NBC, but we don't.
Oh, but you don't have to.
Have you seen those commercials where they show the TV stations talking about the same subject? The quote word for word for word for word for word all the way through from 100 TV stations. You don't think they're manipulating the media?
No, I don't think so at all.
Don't tell me you're that naive, Mark.
I'm that naive. Yeah, I am. Go ahead.
How is it that for weeks, months, well, not that long, because she was only running for a short period of time after she just jumped in line, the Democrats were claiming that her lead was so much higher, that they were expecting Texas, they were expecting all these states, that the numbers were proving it.
Well,
numbers didn't prove it. So who lied to whom?
No one lied to anybody. Selzer in Iowa was wrong for the first time in all her polling, and she was just wrong. That's all there is to it.
Was she wrong or was she leading you?
Nah, come on.
Like,
that's
they have been doing the, like you guys have been blaming on us the same things.
How about this, Amy? How about this? How about this? Do you think that it makes sense to take fluoride out of our water?
There's good and bad. There's good and bad.
Yeah. So, well, in other words, it's good.
It helps our teeth, but there's other things.
Yeah, it depresses the dentists. It depresses the dentists because they have less work to do.
Well, let's see. We've been around for 100,000 years plus, and we didn't have dentists and fluoride. And you've seen those teeth in those caves, Mark. Well, they're still there.
That's right. We didn't have dentists.
But yeah, we had the teeth on the skeletons in the caves.
Well,
Mark.
That's true.
That lasted.
No, that lasted. For all you know, they may have been getting natural fluoride. Let me ask you this.
Well, also, how about, they didn't have sugar. How about that argument.
How about this one? Would you like to end completely the vaccinations for polio and measles? Because that's where RFK is going.
Well, my adopted daughter just had them the other day.
Had what, measles?
Yes.
Yeah, measles had been wiped out, you know.
Don't even get us started on all these shots nowadays. I have a 22-year-old, a 35-year-old.
By the time a child is like 2 years old, do you have any idea how much we're put? And it just escalates every year. There's more shots and more vaccines. And explain to me why. And this is maybe I'm just being ignorant, but I was thinking about this the other day because I was listening to RFK and, you know, he's Make Healthy Again, whatever, which I think is absolutely amazing. If we get the chickenpox vaccine, then why do we all still get the chickenpox? And I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm being serious. Like, if these things work,
do you know that we completely eliminated polio and the measles until until we got all these crazy.
The measles are back
it's not the border.
Are here.
It's not. Don't
it's
be silly.
And Mpox. And COVID.
Diseases, okay.
These are communicable diseases that other countries do not.
Well, that's right. They don't. And so what we need to do is when they cross that border, we need to vaccinate them. Absolutely.
And where's that money coming from?
Oh, you got to be kidding. The United States is so wealthy.
Yeah, we got veterans sleeping on the street.
Okay, but that's because of Republicans. That's not.
Republicans support the military. They've been proven for 100 years they support the military more than the Democrats.
Well, that's why Donald says there are losers and suckers.
No, you're talking about the World War I video, and that was false.
John Kelly says he said it.
Yeah, John Kelly.
You don't believe Kelly now, huh?
No, I don't believe Kelly.
Well, Kelly was your guy, but, you know.
And what was that guy's name, Barry or whatever, said that Kamala wasn't his girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know who that is. I mean,
Willie.
Willie. Well, first of all, let me say this. Kamala can have, or could, not now, she's married. Kamala could have had any boyfriend she wanted. And I'll tell you something. It's total misogyny to sit here and talk about it and as if she did the wrong thing. And let's face it. Donald was calling her a whore and all of her people pimps. So honestly, I need to get people to Wendy's. So hang in for a second. We'll do this quickly. We're gonna get everybody eating and buying some jewelry and getting their new suits, and they can even get spaghetti and meatballs. And then we'll be right back. But first, let's go to Wendy's, because Wendy's will get you great food. And I mean to tell you, when you get the wings and you get the smoked meat and the hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts. And you know, my understanding, because I learned from Greg, and, you know, this only goes to show that when I learn, I learn. You know, that they've got great French dips. So I learned. Yes. You know, okay. Now, they've also got, as far as I'm concerned, fabulous baby back ribs and onion rings. The best drinks I've ever had. I mean, I'm talking about iced tea, but that's okay. And listen, you can go to the same great food, get the same great food if you go off to Defiance, $29.99 South Highway 94. You're going to love Wendy's. Now, I can tell you that, Jules on Hampton at 4506 Hampton, they'll do all kinds of things for you. They'll design jewelry. They'll let you look at their terrific inventory of jewelry. They'll buy and sell with you jewelry and coins at great prices because they're very fair. Al is just a great person. Everybody loves him. They really do. And I'll just tell you, you know, go to Jewels on Hampton and enjoy because everything there is on the level. Great stuff to buy and sell and just it's all about jewelry. It's a great business. Okay, how about suits? Here I am. Look at me again. Pink shirt and pink and black tie because you know, I get all this from the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. They match everything up for me. Suits are, you know, great quality. And don't forget, it's going to be cold. You need to get one of those overcoats because they'll keep you warm and dry with, you know, all the snow and all of that. Hey, they've been there for 30 years. They obviously know what they're doing. People love them. And if you're getting married, wedding attire at the St. Louis Suit Company is considered to be, I mean, the best place in town to do it. So go to Central and Forsyth. That's the St. Louis Suit Company. And finally, don't forget Talena's when it comes to the Italian food. And if anybody tries to argue with me on this one, I'm going to remind you that these people have been there for 40 years. You know, when you've got a business that's there for 40 years, pretty good indication that they're doing a great job, and really they are. They've got all the great Italian food, but I've had pretty much everything they've got, and there's nothing that compares to the spaghetti and meatballs they have there. And you know, I listened to Susan and Mehdi the last time, and I put the cheese on it. Wow, it's great with cheese. Spaghetti and meatballs, Talena's, that's 141 and Olive in Creve Coeur. Okay, everybody's back, I hope. Okay, so go ahead, Amy. Tell me what you want to tell me. I want to hear what Donald's going to do for us.
I believe that with the team that he has comprised, you've got Tulsi Gabbard, we have RFK, we have some really good people put together. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of people did vote for him is because he has an amazing team and they're not all Republican. And I would invite you and other Democrats to consider that. You know, I think that with that team of everyone involved, we can really make this work. I think that everyone, you know, it took a while, but I noticed people started posting a lot of negative things on Facebook today. Yesterday, a lot of people were quiet until the evening. And I just wish they would just relax and just think about it for a minute. Think about the team he comprised. It is a good group of people that I think are really honestly going to work together to make America better. There are some really good ideas with that group. And yeah. I don't think it's as bad as you guys make it out to be.
Unfortunately, he's got a team of weirdos and freaks. And you know, that. So that's
he's in a bad mood today, Amy.
Yeah, so that's one thing. And the second thing is that before I'd vote for Donald Trump,
our people weirdos?
I would dive off of Trump or not Trump Tower. I'd dive off of Biff Tower, which is really the same thing.
Yeah, and, let's look at Biden's people.
No.
Who was that? Was that head of what was it? Education or health?
Yeah. How about the one of the greatest?
The thing.
Well, one of the greatest Secretary of States of all time, Anthony Blinken. Right up there with Hillary, of course. One of the best of all time.
Yeah.
She would have made a fabulous president. You'd have been so happy. But at any rate, look, how are you guys doing at the store? Are you paying high prices?
$25 for 2 pounds of deli turkey at Schnucks.
Well,
$2.50 for a can of Green Giant green beans.
Yeah. Hey, my sister made $6,000 on her IRA yesterday, right after the Trump victory.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that the world is. We just watched the British Parliament. We watched other leaders put on the MAGA hat. Like, I think the world is. They know Trump means business.
They're petrified.
You can say anything you want, but when it comes down to diplomacy, he's got them where he wants them, and we have to be happy about that because, number one, everyone says economy. I say war.
Yeah. Watch what happens. Watch what happens with these wars.
Our country gets nuked.
Yeah. By the way, the world is petrified over this. They don't know what to do, and I don't blame them because, you know, one of the things that Donald's got going, the first thing he wants to do is isolate Iran and create chaos over there with them because it makes Netanyahu happy. I got to tell you, this is going to be one unbelievable freak show. And if it lasts 4 years, I'll be shocked.
There was a report 6 hours ago that Hamas is coming to the table.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you see what a great job he's done with that crazy company of his, which has dropped $22 a share in about 24 hours. So good luck.
Kamala did a great job when she head over to Turkey and tried to prevent war, and it ultimately happened anyway. So she's one for one on loss when it comes to preventing and with her diplomacy, even though she says, and everybody else says, she's just the VP. She didn't have any responsibilities. For the love of all that is good in this world, of course she had responsibilities. And
as the leader of the Senate, she was supposed to be there for Netanyahu when he came, and also the Ukraine leader.
Who did he call? Who did he talk to?
And then neither one came and showed up.
Yeah. By the way, Michael has written on here in response to you, Jim. One is a convicted rapist, and one has convicted rapists along the way. You know, the truth is that Donald is an adjudicated rapist, and I'll tell you, does that bother you at all? I mean, any problem with that, Amy?
She knows he's not.
He's been adjudicated by the courts.
I don't believe that he is guilty of what he has been accused of.
So you don't believe our courts?
E. Jean Carroll. Come on, man.
Have you heard E. Jean Carroll, Mark?
Yeah.
When she was interviewed by, what's his name? On CNN.
My mind is blank.
Cooper. Oh, she was talking about fantasy and everything, man? Come on.
Yeah. Well, she's also got $90 million that you and I don't have.
She doesn't have it yet.
Hey. You do know what her cat's name is, right?
No.
I don't need to say it, but...
Well, don't say it then.
I won't.
Okay. Good.
You know, anybody can slander anybody.
That's the kind of person she is.
Anyone can make an accusation against a billionaire.
Yeah, and how about the other 27 women? How about the other 27 women who say the same thing?
He is a celebrity. A lot of celebrities get accused of things they do not do all the time, specifically because there are bad people in this world that want a payday, and that's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're all lying? No, absolutely not. But
yeah.
No offense.
How come all these women accuse me of being a nice person? What's that about?
Maybe you're a nice person.
I think so.
No offense, Amy, but you know these women have done the old I'm pregnant routine when they're not and all the other things.
It happens.
And the men are all twisted.
Listen, we're not all innocent.
Mark, we need to sit here as a family, not against each other, and make this whole thing work, Trump or Kamala.
Misogyny is a wonderful life.
We need to talk about going forward and what we can do to
unite.
Well, we're going to do that. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to remind people that Wendy's and Jules on Hampton and the St. Louis Suit Company and Talena's will set you free. How do you like that?
I can agree with that one.
Okay, I thought so. Me too. Okay, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Greg. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.
Good night.